Welcome to our service for Trinity Sunday. There are a few Sundays in the year that I always like to begin with a particular hymn. Trinity Sunday is one of them. To the great tune Nicaea, we sing Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Early in the morning, our song shall rise to thee.
Jesus, you came to reconcile us to the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, by your cross, many sons are brought to glory. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you search our hearts by your indwelling Spirit. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Collect for Trinity Sunday. Holy God, faithful and unchanging, enlarge our minds with the knowledge of your truth, and draw us more deeply into the mystery of your love, that we may truly worship you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever.
Amen.
A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, put things in order. Listen to my appeal. Agree with one another. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our second Bible reading is from Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 to 20. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age." Here ends the reading. May the words that I speak, and the meditations of all our hearts, be now and ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. They were a troublesome lot in Corinth. Last week, in a reading from 1 Corinthians, we heard Paul putting them straight about the Holy Spirit. But their misunderstanding about the Spirit seems to have been just one aspect of the fundamental problem. The church in Corinth was deeply divided. Today, we hear the ending of 2 Corinthians. And just as last week we heard Paul emphasizing again and again the unity of the Spirit, Here he signs off with a plea for unity in the church. Put things in order, he writes. Agree with one another. Live in peace. Greet one another with a holy kiss. Quite literally, he tells them to kiss and make up. But then he finishes with the words which are the reason why this reading has been set for today, words that have rung down the Christian centuries. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. There are two ways to look at how the Church arrived at the doctrine of the Holy Trinity. One of them relates to what we've been saying in these addresses about the unity or plurality of God. Here are the Christians, originally Jews, who believe strongly in the oneness of God. They go out in mission to the pagan world, where people believe there are many gods. Eventually, they arrive at the idea that although there is only one God, his being can be expressed in three different persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The meaning of that word person remains difficult to explain. In recent decades, some theologians have promoted the idea of what is called a social trinity, as though the three persons of the Trinity might have three separate wills and purposes. When I studied theology, that would have been dismissed as tritheism. So you can see that the ancient tension between monotheism and polytheism, between the idea of one God and many, can still raise its head today in a different form in Trinitarian theology. The other way to look at the Trinity, though, is through the eyes of those rough Galilean fishermen on whom we saw the Spirit fall on Pentecost. Peter and Andrew, James and John and the rest. Something like the doctrine of the Trinity was needed to explain fully their experience of God. At first, they had been ordinary Jewish believers, believers in the one God of Judaism, whom Jesus had called Father. They were ordinary family men who went about their daily business, attended synagogue on the Sabbath, and got on with life. Then a young man, the son of a carpenter from their own unfashionable northern region, set the world on its ear. For 2 or 3 years, they found themselves travelling the country with him, listening, learning, working. Peter expresses best what he meant to them at a point where Jesus asks them if they want to carry on or pack it in. Where else would we go, says Peter? We have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God. Their lives have been changed forever in the encounter with Jesus. That might have been enough for one lifetime. But then on the day of Pentecost, they experienced God in a way which was completely unknown to them and largely unknown anywhere else in Judaism. The Holy Spirit came upon them and drove them out into the public square. They became, quite extraordinarily, men for the whole world, to whom the whole world would listen. If you go to Rome and see the awesome size of St. Peter's Basilica, or stand beside the huge statue of St. Peter in the Church of San Giovanni in Laterano, the idea that this whole great city celebrates the life of a simple Galilean fisherman and the carpenter's son he followed is something greater than the imagination can really grasp. The doctrine of the Trinity fundamentally exists to give expression to those three faces of the life of Peter and the rest. At first, ordinary worshippers of the Father, then, for 3 short years, companion followers of the Son, and then, for the rest of their lives, driven by the wind of the Spirit, out into the world at large. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Now it's time for our prayers. One of the more difficult aspects of these online services has been that we are advised that we should not mention people by name. There is a number of folk from our congregations and from their families who have been ill in this time, and some who have been bereaved. Many of you know who they are. They are in our thoughts as we pray today. We begin with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. In tad, at hunait and anevoith, sanctedia de enu, deled de dernas, gunella de wachlis, megis in anev, vechli aradvear hevid. Duroni heddiw en bara beinyddiol, a madda i ni en dyledion, fel y maddeiwn ninnau i'n dyledwyr. Ac nac arwain ni brofedigaeth, eitha gwared ni rhag drwg. Canis eitha ti yw'r dernas, a'r nerth a'r gogoniant, yn oes oesoedd.
Amen.
In union with the Spirit and in the name of Christ, we make our intercession to the Father. We pray for our Bishop Joanna, Archdeacon Aileen, Area Dean John, and our clergy John and David. On this Trinity Sunday, we pray especially for Holy Trinity Church Cross Inn and for Judith as she continues from lockdown the work of ministry to the congregation there. We pray for the brothers and sisters whom we miss so much in this time of isolation. Lord, bless them and keep them safe. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for children everywhere. We pray for children in England already beginning to return to school, and for children in Wales who will return to school soon. We pray also especially for children in those places where there is want, famine, warfare, and strife, and where COVID-19 makes an already dangerous life still less secure. Send your angels, Lord, to guard them, and shorten, we pray, the time of their suffering. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own local communities. We give thanks that we have so far been largely spared the suffering which so many people have undergone in the rest of Wales and the rest of Britain. We are aware, as lockdown is eased, that we may face real danger for the first time, and aware too that so many livelihoods depend on those who visit us over the summer months. We pray for ourselves and for our representatives, that we may move forward with wisdom and good sense. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As I said at the start of this service, I always like to begin the service on Trinity Sunday with the hymn, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. But I think if I'd been brought up Welsh, it might have been the great hymn with which we finish today. Llawn yw'r nefoedd o ffogoniant, llawn yw'r ddea dir amor, rhoddir i ti fyddol foliant, sanctaidd, sanctaidd, Sanctae Dior. Cymdeithas yr ysbryd glân, a fyddo gyda chwi och. Amen. God the Holy Trinity make you strong in faith and love, defend you on every side, and guide you in truth and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you all evermore. Amen. There is a real concern about the amount people are drinking during this lockdown. When every day is the same as every other, there's a tendency for the weekend to arrive earlier and earlier. And when every time of day is the same as every other, there's a tendency for 1 o'clock to arrive earlier and earlier. This is a matter about which the clergy are gravely concerned.
Gittins sat sitting outside the Don Cow and did add half a dozen at least. He was swaying and spraying at, oh sorry now, when who would walk by but the priest? Drunk again, Fred, he said, meet old vicar, said Fred, very witty, the poor padre sighed. Then he went to move on, but from duty or pity or pride, the old gentleman tried. Think of the money you waste here each year. Think what you might have instead. Think if you had all those hundreds right here. Think what you'd do with them, Fred. And Fred scratched his head and he said, if I had all the money I'd wasted each year right here, I'd spend it on beer. Every pound, every penny, I wouldn't waste any, no fear, I'd spend it on beer. For gold can't buy nothing, I hold off so dear as me pint of good cheer. If I had all the money I've wasted each year right here, I'd spend it on beer. If I had all the money I've wasted each year right here, I'd spend it on beer. Every pound, every penny, I wouldn't waste.
lest any now fear, I'd spend it on beer. I'd invite all me mates and we'd fill up on thwaites made from Smiled and Charles Wells Bombardier. If I had all the money I've wasted each year, right here, I'd spend it on beer.
For the good Lord put me on this earth to sup ale, he didn't make me for greatness nor wealth. And if God had made anything worth more than ale, the old sod kept it all to hisself.
If I had all the money I've wasted each year, right here, I'd spend it on beer. Every pound, every penny, I wouldn't waste any, no fear, I'd spend it on beer. For gold can't buy nothing, I hold half so dear as me pint of good cheer. If I had all the money I've wasted each year, right here, I'd spend it on beer.
Try a mouthful, said Fred, said the rector, it's nectar. What hath the Almighty wrought for us? Then when he'd necked 3 pints of nectar, the rector was rector, he'd never have joined in this chorus.
Which indeed he soon made all his own, in a high unexpectedly sprightly tone. If I had all the money I've wasted each year, right here, I'd spend it on beer. Every pound, every penny, I wouldn't waste any, no fear, I'd spend it on beer. For gold can buy nothing, I hold half so dear as this pint of good cheer. If I had all the money I've wasted each year, right here, I'd spend it on beer.
Shall we dance? La 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 la. Fred and the vicar in liquor outside the Dun Cow, when who should pass by but the bishop? Hello, bish, said the vicar. Do you know who's sorry now? She don't join us for a bishop. Just a half to be social, his grace condescended, for he'd sought to convert them by stealth. But after one sip, well, you know how it ended. Make up the punchline yourself. And they sang in trio and ante con brio. If I had all the money I'd wasted each year, right here, I'd spend it on beer. Every pound, every penny, I wouldn't waste any, no fear, I'd spend it on beer. For gold can't buy nothing, I hold half so dear as me pint of good cheer. If I had all the money I've wasted each year, right here, I'd spend it on beer. And again, if I had all the money I've wasted each year, right here, I'd spend it on beer. Every pound, every penny, I wouldn't waste any, no fear, I'd spend it on beer. For gold can't buy nothing, I hold half so dear as me pint of good cheer. If I had all the money I've wasted each year, right here, I'd spend it, not save it, nor lend it, no fear, I'd spend it on beer. As the good Lord gazed down on the Dun Cow that night, he had had himself one sublime smirk.
Then he gently doused Phoebus' brown amber light,
and said, "Night, night, Fred Gittins.
Good work."
That was Fred Gittins, performed by the duo Quicksilver, who are Hilary Spencer and my brother, the songwriter Grant Bainham. Fred Gittins is one of Grant's songs. Sam and I are taking a break next week. I'll record a shorter service, which Sam will put on the website in advance. Then we'll return, God willing, on Sunday the 21st. For those of you listening on the CD, we've put next week's spoken service as the next track on this CD. Poor Bendith, till then.